With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The stage is set for Super Bowl 58. The Kansas City Chiefs will take on the San Francisco 49ers in Vegas on February 11th. Kansas City beat the Ravens 17-10, while San Francisco beat the Detroit Lions 34-31 after trailing by 17 points at one point in the game. The White House is blaming radical Iran-backed groups for a drone strike that killed three American troops and injured more than two dozen others in Jordan. It marks the first U.S. troops killed by enemy fire in the Middle East since the start of the Israel-Hamas war. President Biden continues to face criticism over his support for Israel in the war with Hamas. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
As the Israel-Hamas war drags on, there's a steady drumbeat of opposition from many of Joe Biden's political allies and among young voters. Everywhere the president travels these days, there are demonstrators nearby holding signs blaming Mr. Biden for not supporting a ceasefire in Gaza. Last week, during a campaign event focused on abortion rights, the president's speech was interrupted several times by protesters shouting, "Stop funding genocide and shame on you." Greg Clugston reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, Libya's state-owned oil company says production has resumed at the country's largest oil field.
The resumption ends a more than two-week hiatus after protesters blocked the facility over fuel shortages. Residents of the southern town of Ubari had forced the shutdown of the field earlier this month to protest fuel shortages and worsening living conditions. Libya's light crude is long featured in the country's year-long civil conflict. Libya has been in turmoil since a NATO-backed uprising toppled and killed longtime dictator Muammar Gaddafi in 2011.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham delivers a gift. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
His ministry, Samaritan's Purse, has purchased 14 new ambulances for Israel, which will replace ones destroyed by terrorists in the October 7th attack by Hamas. Graham dedicated the vehicles at a ceremony in Jerusalem and honored the numerous Israeli paramedics who were murdered while responding to the attacks. Graham says, quote, "We pray that these ambulances will bring comfort to the people of Israel." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A North Carolina school board's decision to reject two LGBT provisions the General Assembly directed districts to comply with could lead to legal action. One provision requires that schools alert parents before a student goes by a different name or pronoun, while others bar instruction about transgenderism in kindergarten through fourth grade. The Chapel Hill City School Board voted unanimously to defy the state legislature. This is SRN News. A group of Nazi death camp survivors marking the 79th anniversary of the Auschwitz liberation on Holocaust Remembrance Day. Correspondent Karen Shamas reports.
A group of Nazi death camp survivors gathered at the death wall in Auschwitz, Poland, where they laid wreaths and lit candles. The Nazis, who occupied Poland from 1939 to 1945, at first used the old Austrian military barracks at Auschwitz as a concentration and death camp for Poland's resistance fighters. In 1942, the wooden barracks, gas chamber and crematoria of Birkenau were added for the extermination of Europe's Jews, Romas and other nationals, as well as Russia's prisoners of war. I'm Karen Shamas.
A bronze statue of baseball legend Jackie Robinson has been stolen from a public park in Wichita, Kansas. Someone cut the statue at the ankles, leaving only the feet remaining. More details at srnnews.com.